The Washington Post is shaking things up. Owner Jeff Bezos announcing the paper has parted ways with its top opinion editor after Bezos shared his new vision for the opinion. Pages which will narrow down to defend personal liberties and free markets, viewpoints. Opposing these things will no longer be printed or published by the Post. Bezos shared a memo he sent to staff on X saying, "We are going to be writing every day in support and defense of two pillars, personal liberties and free markets. We'll cover other topics too, of course, but viewpoints opposing those pillars will be left to be published by others. I am of America and for America and proud to be so. Our country did not get here by being typical, and a big part of America's success has been freedom in the economic realm and everywhere else. I'm confident that free markets and personal liberties are right for America. I also believe these viewpoints are underserved in the current market of ideas and news opinion. I'm excited for us together to fill that void." In the memo, Bezos said he offered the opinions editor David Shipley to stay on and take the reins under this new directive. But Bezos said if it wasn't a hell yes, then it had to be a no. And with that, Shipley decided to step away. The Post's chief executive said the changes to its opinion section are not about siding with any political party. He wrote in a memo to staff obtained by the New York Times. "This is about being crystal clear about what we stand for as a newspaper. Doing this is a critical part of serving as a premier news publication across America and for all Americans." However, not everyone at the Post is on board with the new changes. The Post's chief economics reporter reacted to the news on X, saying, "Massive encroachment by Jeff Bezos into the Washington Post's opinion section today makes clear dissenting views will not be published or tolerated there. I still have not felt encroachment on my journalism on the news side of coverage, but if Bezos tries interfering with the news side, I will be quitting immediately and letting you know." The Post has seen its fair share of recent internal turmoil after Bezos blocked the paper's planned endorsement of Democratic candidate Kamala Harris last October, breaking a tradition dating back to 1976. Staff members wrote a letter to Bezos in January expressing concerns over the paper's direction. Now former executive editor Sally Busby left the paper last year over newsroom restructuring concerns. One of its cartoonists quit this year after one of its cartoons featuring Bezos and Trump was nixed. 100 of its employees were also laid off in January, but the newsroom wasn't impacted by the cuts. The Washington Post is rated by media watchdogs as a left-leaning news outlet.